previous guest Rebecca Wright from Rebecca Wright and Donald McKay has teamed up with Sally Harris from the Delphics to form a new duo called Gone Molly. They are raising funds to record an album. They're playing a gig next Sunday. That's the 23rd of October. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you. Hi. Hey,
how you doing?
Great. Thanks for having us on.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, tell us about the decision to team up.
Well, Sal and I had seen each other at gigs around the place in Brisbane, in the Brisbane folk scene, and we actually met up at a gig at the Junk Bar in Ashgrove early last year, and we got chatting and really had a lovely connection, decided to get together and play some music and just see how it felt with one another. We ended up spending most of that day drinking tea and eating lovely lunch, and finally at, I don't know, probably about 2 o'clock, just before Sal had to go and pick up a boy from school, we got together and did play a couple of songs and found that it really worked and we loved it, and so we've been doing it ever since and really enjoying it.
Nice,
excellent. So I know, Rebecca, we've had you on the show before. Sally, I'm going to point this question towards you. What's your favourite track to play live?
Oh, goodness. Probably this one, actually, that we're going to play for you this afternoon, because it's a little bit of fun and it's got a great story behind it. Yeah, and I think generally the music that I've been playing with Rebecca, it's about the stories. I'm a bit of a lover of history.
Fantastic.
And so is Beck and her husband Donald, actually. So we find these little characters and. Molly Cutpurse is quite a character.
Awesome. Now, what's been your favourite venue to play at?
Oh, what do you think? Magda's, maybe?
Yeah, we had a lovely gig a couple of months ago at Magda's, Folk at Magda's in Baden.
Yes.
Which is where we're having our fundraiser next weekend. So we decided to go back to that venue because we really enjoyed it. We enjoyed the vibe and the atmosphere, the ambiance.
It was beautiful. And actually,
and the audience.
Glen Innes as well. Yeah. Glen Innes Folk Festival, which is,
the Australian Celtic Festival. Back in May we played and had some really great gigs there with a great response from those audiences there. They were really into it, so that was fun.
Yeah. Fantastic. You're listening to Goldilocks Folk on 4ZZZ. My name is Tina. I'm chatting with Gone Molly. Now, I'm the type of audience member who will sing along with tracks I know. And I've found that some musicians really appreciate seeing the audience engaged in that way. Is there something in particular that either of you or both of you see that gives it back to you, that makes it all worthwhile?
Oh, that's definitely one of those things, you know, that we want people to participate and enjoy the music as much as we do. What else, Beck?
I think that's a major one, actually.
Yeah,
and to see people really engaged in the music and engaged in those stories, I think is really satisfying, and being moved by them too. I think a lot of the beautiful songs that Sal writes really engages people on an emotional level as well, so to see people being touched by the songs is really satisfying.
And I get a few emails from people, or they find us through Facebook, and they connect with a personal family story and they'll send us these amazing emails explaining their story. And so, you have this sort of flow-on effect, I suppose.
That's really lovely. You
connect on a deeper level with people.
Now, what should people expect from the performance next Sunday? What's the lineup like? What's it going to feel like? What are you guys going to play?
It's going to be a lovely, relaxed afternoon of music. We decided to have it on a Sunday afternoon for that reason, for it to just be a kind of cruisy vibe. The doors will open at 2:30. Music will start at 3 o'clock. And we have some wonderful friends, guest artists coming along to support us. So we've got the wonderful Sadie and Jay.
Oh.
Who are a beautiful
show
duo.
Favorites.
And we also have a wonderful duo called The Wish List, who are made up of Emma Nixon and Nicole Murray. Ooh. I play with both of them sometimes in a wonderful other band called Cloud Street, but they have their own little duo called The Wish List, so that's really lovely to have them along. And also a wonderful duo called G'day China, made up of Anne Leong and Chris Hall. So it's a really lovely mix of duos to support our duo.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be quite a treat of an afternoon.
Yeah.
Certainly will be.
Now, where is it again? It's at Magda's, is that right?
Magda's. So Magda Community Arts. It's on Boundary Road in Baden.
Okay.
So it's in an old church hall Fantastic. That's been converted into a lovely little venue.
That's great. Mm. Now, we're going to get you guys to play a track live on air. You were saying you're going to play Molly Cutpurse. Tell us the story, the inspiration, the tale.
She's fantastic. I was looking for women in history. I love finding strong female characters in history. And I was looking for, what are they called? When you hold up a stagecoach. Highway robbery.
Yes.
Highway robbers. And then I came across this reference to her, and I started looking a bit further and digging a bit deeper. And she was, it seemed that she was just born in the wrong generation. She broke all the rules. Yeah. She became a really famous thief and fence, and made a lot of money through all of her naughty activities. But at the same time, she dressed like a man. She performed in theatre. All of these things were... women weren't allowed to do any of this back then. She's said to be the first smoking woman in London. and anyway, but what really caught my imagination and I suppose sparked off this song was that she wrote quite extensively before her death, and she lived till she was about 60, which I have no idea how she managed to with the lifestyle she led. And she wrote, "I would like to be buried breech upwards so that I'm as preposterous in death as I was in life." So, she was a harridan, and I thought, as much as she was a bit of a naughty girl, she also was absolutely certain that she wanted to be who she was. Strong female women in history are hard to find, so...
Yeah.
This is our ode to her.
Yeah. Do you guys want to take it away for us?
Yeah. We'd love to.
Society can give, will never break my spirit. This society can give will never break my spirit. This is how I live.
Really lovely. That was Gone Molly with Molly Cutpurse live here on 4ZZZ's Goldilocks Folk. Thanks, ladies. That's really fun.
Thanks so much, Tina.
How can people keep in contact with all things Gone Molly?
The best way is to look us up on Facebook. We do have a Facebook page, so it's just facebook.com/GoneMolly, GoneMolly.
Fantastic. And you guys are playing next Sunday afternoon at Magda's up on in Barden, and that is to raise funds to record an album, which means that we're going to get more of that sort of stuff, I'm sure.
Certainly, yeah.
Fantastic. Excellent. Look, all the best with the gig next week. Keep me in the loop as to what's going on so that I can share more of that with other people.
Thanks, Tina.
Sure will. Thank you.